Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
Hey, what's going on? Daniel here. Welcome back to another video or another audio, wherever you're listening or you're watching. And today I'm bringing you an interesting chat as a part of my new Nomad Entrepreneur series. And today I am sitting down with Miguel Girones. Miguel is an entrepreneur, built multi-million dollar businesses. He's also a digital nomad and a sovereign entrepreneur, multiple passports, multiple residences, bank accounts, driver's licenses. I mean, this guy does it all. And in this video, we chat about all of the things that he's doing, some advice for you if you're looking to create multiple residences, create tax residences, and how you can go about it in the best way possible. We also chat about a lot of, you know, mindset stuff if you are an entrepreneur and you are just looking to live a life of freedom and how to achieve that by investing in yourself, and also ultimately as that translates into your business as well. So if that's the type of stuff you are interested in, make sure to watch this video. It's an interesting chat. As a detail about myself, I enjoy this type of conversation, and I know that you do too, so make sure you watch till the very end. So if you've not subscribed, this is the best time to do that. Make sure you slap a thumb on that subscribe button, leave a like on this video, and let me know if you have any questions down in the comments as well. I also have the new Patreon link down in the comment section down below, and if you want to check out some of the links that I have right there, some of the products that I'm an affiliate for, if you use those links, it helps this channel, you know, get a kickback from that as well, and go check them out. Anyways, without further ado, let us jump right into the video and listen to my chat with Miguel Girones. I know you're gonna love it, so let's dive right into it, and I'll see you on the other side. All right, what's up, Miguel? Thanks for joining. I appreciate you, you know, coming on the show, YouTube, podcast, wherever it is you're watching or listening from. I'm talking right now to Miguel Girones. He is a sovereign individual and a digital nomad, or a slowmad, however you want to, you know, call it. He has several residencies, citizenships. And first of all, I want you to confirm or deny. 2 citizenships, 3 residences, 7 driver's licenses, 13 bank accounts. Confirm or deny.
Yes. Yes, 16 bank accounts by now. And opening for more next week. So yeah, the rest is correct.
That is crazy. Because I was reading through your website as well, just, you know, doing some background check, I would say, and I, you know, found that, you know, you've done pretty much everything. You have been a student, an entrepreneur. You are an active person, very much into, you know, outdoors. You travel a lot. Tell me a little bit about your background and all of that, you know, led to this point where, you know, you do all these things you do and have all this access, residences, and citizenships that you now possess.
Sure, Daniel. So the origin comes from, I think, 5 years old. I think chess is what shaped my life a lot. Being a really young chess player, my parents wanted, you know, to introduce me to the world of chess. And I played chess. I remember playing chess as a kid, and I found it fascinating. You know, same pieces, same 16 pieces for both players, same squares, same rules. And one is, boom, a grandmaster and just beats every opponent, and the other one loses. And, you know, I always took that metaphor with me. Be like, wow, we have pieces. And even if a grandmaster, you give a really bad position, sometimes they do this kind of contest where they give bad pieces to a grandmaster and put it against somebody else with 2 queens or 4 horses and 5 rooks, right? You know, things like that. And can you believe the grandmaster wins the game? So I found that fascinating. And at the time that 2018, I finished university in Barcelona, nutrition, I launched my online courses, online programs as a way to, you know, detach myself from my time because I was making online consultations, paying by my time. And that was a bit, you know, draining. And when I said, you know, I want to scale, I want to make money with my knowledge, with my mind,
right,
not with my time. That's when I created courses, programs, and boom, my online business started to scale, to go very, very well. Won some awards there in Spain, marketing. And the thing is, I paid a lot of taxes. What's a lot, Miguel? It's 52% in taxes in Spain. And when you realize that the government is making more money than you, when you are the one working, it's like, I don't want that. I don't want that. How do wealthy people, how do millionaires, how do billionaires legally not pay taxes? I went down that rabbit hole and I just realized, like, simple math. You know, Daniel, you just take a paper and it's like, wait, if all this money that I'm making, I just make more profit because I'm paying those taxes, immediately I'm doubling, you know, the profit of my business by doing nothing, just like moving myself to a friendlier, more entrepreneur-friendly country. I chose Cyprus at the time, 2.65% annual taxes, pretty nice Mediterranean weather, only 60 days per year to keep the tax residency in there. So that was my first move out of Spain, 2019, the first year that I legally paid close to 0% taxes. And at that point, just like magnificent, I continued to build businesses and companies, and all the money that I created, I kept it like 97%, 98% of that money was in my pocket. That was fantastic. I could invest it in teams. I could give my parents, my friends, my you know, my partners, everything instead of, you know, sending it somewhere where I didn't believe in, you know,
absolutely.
Usage of that
money. I mean, when you talk about going from when you talk about going from 52% to 2.9%, that is so wild to me. Going, I mean, because first of all, I didn't know like tax in Spain were that high. I mean, do you have to be in a certain tax bracket for it to get that high, or is this like a general tax that everyone just pays regardless of your income status?
It depends on the configuration. So you can have a limited company, kind of an LLC. It's called Sociedad Limitada. Mm-hmm. They're in Spain, or you can be what it's like a freelancer. It's called autónomo. And when an autónomo makes money, the higher it goes, the more taxes it pays, up to a point where it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Now, I don't know if it's like 47%, something like that, but it stays like above 40. It's one of the worst in Europe.
It has to be one of the worst in the world.
Yeah, I have that configuration. I mean, people just like get angry with the U.S. taxes, but it's like, because you haven't been to Spain like an autónomo.
That is insane. Yeah. But now, now that you moved all of your business and your residency to Cyprus, how did that affect your business, your life, your finances? I mean, I assume you must be, I mean, enthralled and, you know, so happy to be able to keep more of your money in your pocket at that point.
Sure, of course. And even, you know, I'm this kind of type A person that wants to optimize. And for me, it's like, damn it. 2.65%, and I need to spend 60 days per year there. I want something better, and I found something better, Daniel. I went to Paraguay,
which is something that
requires stay, and it's
which is something that we'll still talk about. I was talking to someone who, you know, lives in Paraguay as a resident, and we talked about all the, you know, good stuff that Paraguay has to offer. And of course, we'll talk about that as well, which is, you know, where this conversation will ultimately lead to, I assume. So I, you know, read when I, you know, did my background, you've been, you know, to over 21 countries, you have 3 passport residences. I mean, now that you have the residency inside, do you still have that residency from Cyprus?
You still keep the residency? Just that it is not my tax residency. That's a differentiation. That's something that we need to differentiate. Like the listeners as well. Like, it's different. You have a tax residency where you pay taxes, where you file taxes annually or monthly, like in Paraguay, and you have residencies. plural. You can have multiple, as many
right.
as you want.
That is, yeah, that's a very huge distinction, because a lot of people have that, you know, idea as well that, you know, once you become a resident somewhere, then that is your tax residency. It is absolutely not, you know, two different things. So where is right now the mm-hmm. best residency that you would say, or, you know, for people who, you know, make a lot of money, who are trying mm-hmm. to, you know, pay less in taxes. I mean, from your experience, from places you've been, places you've, you know, lived in, which places, I would say, I mean, compares to, you know, the best that you have right now, or what options do people have, talking about Latin America or Europe or the Mediterranean, Cyprus, all of these places? Well, in your experience, what would you say is the best option for people, or ranks mm-hmm. up there for you?
So when it comes to tax residency, when we're talking about finding taxes, I would go for Paraguay, hands down. If you're making like less than $500,000, if you're making above that, you probably want to check out other jurisdictions. You want to check out maybe Cayman. You want to check Dubai. Maybe, you know, you don't care that much about personal level because you put everything under a company level. So you can set up a company in the free zone in Dubai, and voila. You pay 0% taxes and you put everything through the company. There are many ways that we can create 0% tax outcomes, let's say, depending on the passports you have, depending on where you want to spend time on. For example, Dubai. You need to visit Dubai 48 hours every 6 months to keep the residency there. So if that's something you don't want to do, well, then Dubai right. is not your option. Paraguay as well. If you don't want to put a foot in Latin America because of whatever reason and you prefer Asia, well, Paraguay does not make sense to you. So I always encourage people to ask what's their priority in their life, what are the deal breakers, the non-negotiables, and what means quality of life. Because something, Daniel, that we need to get very clear here is your tax structure, your sovereign plan needs to fit your right. preferences, your lifestyle. Because otherwise you just like leave to keep residencies and to keep all these programs and to not lose the temporary residency somewhere that leads to permanent mm-hmm. residency that leads to passport, and I need to visit that country and spend there, I don't know, 6 months a year to get that whatever. I mean, yes, you could go to Georgia in Eastern Europe and spend 6 months there and pay 0% taxes, but what's the point if you don't right. like Georgia in the first place, if it's not a place to see yourself in? So I would say consider different options. But I mentioned Cyprus, Paraguay, Dubai is another one. You could go to Mexico. Again, now not talking about tax residencies, but residencies. Mexico, you have Tulum on the East Coast. You have Mazatlan, very popular. Haven't been there yet, but heard amazing things. On the West, the Pacific Coast, you have Cabo San Lucas. Some people love it there. You have a lot of expats. There are a lot of places in the world. For example, right now, I'm in Floripa recording this, and it's just one of my favorite places in the world, by far. And I've traveled quite a lot. It's incredible. You have a 30 to 40 minute drive, Daniel. You have dunes. You have wow. hikes. You have waterfalls. You have like 60 beaches. Like, you can choose from rocky small ones to big, long sand beaches. You can run. You can just do whatever you want. You wow. have forest. You have pine tree forest. You have jungle, more lush forest. You have the center of Floripa has everything you need, and you have the airport that has incredible international connections. So it's like I have pretty much right. everything I want and I need
that's incredible.
Very know. Safe, by the way. One of the safest.
Right. I mean, I've heard so much about Floripa. I was researching it sometime last year, planning a potential visit, but that just, you know, never happened. You know, for someone like me, you know, with a third world passport, quote unquote, you know, very difficult to, you know, to plan stuff. I have to, you know, plan so much. I mean, so far ahead, visas and all that stuff, but that's something I'm still, you know, working on the side. So I want to ask you, just dive deeper into like specifics of this. I'm Nigerian. I have a Nigerian passport, but I have residency in the U.S. So that's still, yeah, Nigerian passport. That still leaves me with some flexibility there. I want to talk specifically about, you know, some of the places that you mentioned. You mentioned Mexico, you mentioned, you know, Paraguay, you mentioned, you know, Brazil. I mean, you're in Brazil right now. I know you talk a lot about, you know, Mexico, for example, you know, getting you know, second passport here, residency, you know, tax residency, especially here in Mexico. What would you say are some of the things to note or some of the important things to understand about Mexican residency, passport, tax residency, whatever? I mean, in that broader context of Mexico specifically, because I mean, I choose Mexico because it's closer to a lot of Americans, a lot of Canadians. That proximity is, you know, very attractive to a lot of people. And that might be the easiest or the lowest hanging fruit for people who might want to explore this kind of options. Can you talk specifically about what Mexico offers in that regard?
Yeah, totally. I totally agree with you. And to me, the quote that sums up Mexico very well when it comes to legal stuff is, with the right information and the right context, everything is possible in Mexico.
I like that.
Period. It's a country where this is, can't be more true. So, yes, I mean, you can get temporary residency, permanent residency, passport, visas, companies, trusts, you know, the RFC, which is like the identification number. Everything you want, you have the traditional way. The slow work, usually, it's like doing all the paperwork and going to the offices and doing blah, blah, blah. 4 years of temporary residency leads to 2 years, leads to permanent. 2 years of permanent leads to passport, PN naturalization, et cetera, et cetera. And always, like, you can know the right information, the right people, and get the same legal documents faster. This is something that, you know, some people, oh, Miguel, this is corruption. Correct. It is corruption. Corruption, like in Paraguay, like in all countries in the world. Like, there's corruption in the US.
Absolutely.
There's corruption in Spain. There's corruption in Malta. There's corruption in Cyprus. Everywhere. The difference is that in the US, to access the corruption level, you need ballpark $10 million, $5 million, probably, to get something like faster than in the US. Probably in Spain, you can get like something pretty cool, like nice things, nice legal documents for like $350,000, $500,000. I know programs and I know people who can get you that for that price. Malta as well, like put $1 million and you can get pretty nice things in Malta. And the cool thing about Mexico, Paraguay, is you can access the same speed with less money. Like, we're talking about five figures, you can get things done. And again, legal, everything in the system, everything like that. So you got to be aware of that. And if you are an entrepreneur or global citizen that you value speed, that's something you can get in Latin America. Also, probably in Asia and Asia. Haven't been to Asia yet, but I've heard like Thailand and places like that, like, you can get as well documents pretty easily. But this is the thing. Meet the right people, spend time there, or join, you know, team up with the right people, the right team, and you get everything like you want in Mexico, literally. I know companies there paying close to 0% taxes when Mexico is a country where you pay taxes, unless you know how to create the right structures in there. So again, with the right information and the right people, everything is possible.
That could not be, more accurate than, you know, than the way you said it. I've spoken to a lot of people who, they say just the exact same thing that you've, you know, said now. And, you know, speed is something that a lot of people, you know, value. And if you are an entrepreneur, of course, you have to be, you have to be able to afford it. And if you can afford it, then everything is, accessible. On the tax, you know, aspect of it, just want to, you know, go into maybe some details here. I know, you know, that tax laws change every single time. You know, a lot of people, I made a video a while back, and people in the comments were just like, oh, why don't you talk about the specific numbers and stuff like that? And I was just like, you know, tax laws change every time. And, you know, you talk about numbers now, next week they change the laws and everything, you know, all that information goes to waste. But if you can just skirt around, that information, maybe not just specifics, but like what, say, an entrepreneur who, you know, who's has this, you know, multi six figure net worth or a low seven figure net worth might be able to expect in a place like Mexico or Paraguay if they're looking to, get a, you know, tax residency there or set up business there or maybe just spend time in these places. I mean, what kind of benefits can they look to get?
Yeah. One of the best combinations I've done myself, I've created for clients, is set the tax residency, the paper tax residency in Paraguay. You're legally paying taxes in there. Leave your home country if it's a place you don't want to spend time in, and live in Mexico. Taxes in Paraguay, zero. Live in Mexico, chef keys. It's incredible. Mexico is so big that you can choose whatever you want, Daniel. Like, literally, you want coast, you want mountain, you want city, go to Oaxaca and find, like, awarded food, like world-class cuisine in Oaxaca City. Go to the coast, Pacific, you go to the Pacific, Mazatlan, Cabo San Lucas. You want the Atlantic, Riviera Maya, the Caribbean Sea, go to Tulum, go to Bacalar, go to all these places. You know, you have so much. I spent like 18 months in Mexico and planning to spend more time in there. Just like love it. It's a fantastic country, great culture. So easy. I think it's such an easy transition, even for Americans not speaking Spanish. It's such an easy transition to Mexico.
I agree with
compared
you.
Compared to an American going to
Poland, yeah, absolutely. You know? I agree with you. I mean, I tell people if you are just, you know, looking to get your feet wet, I think Mexico is the perfect place to do that, because if you say start out in Mexico City, you can get by, or you can get away with not knowing a lot of Spanish in Mexico City, for example, Guadalajara or some of these places. So it's, you know, it's just a perfect mix of like comfort and, you know, and culture, if you will. So your recommendation is set up your tax residency in Paraguay, live in Mexico or whatever, you know, your own country is, if you want.
Yeah, set it in a territorial tax country, Paraguay, Panama, Uruguay. For example, I would recommend Paraguay. I like it more. I have videos on YouTube saying why and all the reasons, the pros and cons of that. And then leave whatever you want, knowing that you pay 0% taxes and that money can go to whatever you want, literally, like traveling or supporting people you care about, or your own business, like reinjecting that money into your business.
My curiosity leads me to this question. Say someone wants to explore these options, right? And, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of, you know, professionals out there, especially, you know, some YouTube channels that talk about being a sovereign individual, getting second passports, citizenships, residencies, and things like this. But sometimes when I watch these videos, as a younger entrepreneur, or I mean, not quite seven-figure entrepreneur, and I know a lot of people watch this channel or listen to what I talk about and follow you on Twitter, for example, they don't have access to millions of dollars, right? Maybe in the six figures, multiple six figures, I six figures, me six figures. What are some of the options open to folks like this, you know, the little guys who just want some freedom and just wants to save some money, or maybe just like save some money while enjoying a culture that is different from what they're already used to? What are some of the options open to guys like that?
Totally, Daniel. And I mean, I started like that literally like 4 years ago. I was like counting my money and seeing how I could make and work and living in hostels and things like that 4 years ago. I mean, we all start, well, not all, but most of us start and do all this, this growth, right? So there are definitely things you can do, like create an LLC, a US LLC. You charge with that money, you have the US banks and everything, and boom, you receive it at the personal level. It's a disregarded entity, so you don't pay taxes in the US as a non-US citizen or resident. You pay it in your tax country, which is, let's say, Paraguay. You can set it up for less than $10,000. It's a five-figure investment, low five-figure investment, even like four-figure investment. Like, yes, less than $10,000 for Paraguay. Then cost of living in Mexico, like you can live very, very well in Mexico for $2,000. I mean, if you are standing out, $2,000, like $2 of things in Mexico, especially if you choose cities that are not like super, super popular, like Tulum, probably it's one of the most expensive if you want to live there. But even if you want to live there, I managed to live in Tulum for like, remember, $900, everything included, food, gym, accommodation, like everything. Just like, again, the less budget you have, the more you'll have to pay with more quality of life, probably, and more time everything, because you're going to do everything yourself. For example, Paraguay. Okay, you're going to pay less, but you're going to find the documents, translate them, find this and that, instead of just like, for example, clients pay me more, they want a VIP service. It's like, Miguel, I want you to take care of everything. Let me just pay, come to Paraguay 3 days. We put all this, all the appointments in like 3 days, because we pay the people to prioritize our clients, and they leave. And in 40 days, they are Paraguayan tax residents. Like, it does not get smoother and simpler than that, you know? The same with other things, the USLLC. You can do it yourself. You can pay a bit more and get someone to do it for you. But again, Daniel, for like $10,000, you can get this setup. Paraguay, LLC, and like a few places in Mexico.
Easy. That's interesting. So, I mean, you talked about, you know, the VIP service. And I know that you do offer, you know, these types of, you know, consultations. And something you wrote on your website that's, you know, really got me, you know, smiling a little bit. You say, the difficult done immediately. The impossible takes a bit longer. Miracles by appointment. Miguel Girones. Tell me about that. How you help people, you know, go through this this process, and you know what people can expect when they reach out to you and work with you.
Yeah, got inspired, by the way, quoting Andrew Tate in that. Got inspired, like, he has another, something like very, very, very similar I picked from him. And I loved it, and I just put it there in the website. Credits to Andrew. So, yes, that's basically the motto. It's this, you know, difficult things are done immediately. It's like, something is difficult, something's very complicated, lots of forms, mails back and forth, documents, tax returns, paperwork, bureaucracy. I don't want any of that. So I built a company around all the things that I didn't want to myself, to be honest with you. And be like, how can I just like solve the pain that I have for other people? And that was all the time, like, what I want for me. And I found the contacts, paid the contacts, loved the service, or loved 80% of the service, partnered with them, solved the 20% that I didn't like, and then become partners with them, and then now create an even better service together and offer it to my clients. And now it's like, I want processes that are seamless, professional, and on time. If these three are met, voila, you know, I've done my job with any of the services that you pick from my website. It will be seamless, professional, and on time.
Awesome.
Period. And again, my target is not people who want to save money. I always encourage people, if you want to save money, you're going to pay more with time. My clients usually are people who don't have the time or want to save time or want speed. Say, take my money, just like do everything for me in a seamless, professional, on time.
And you seem like a guy who, you know, likes to, you know, enjoy the good life every once in a while. And you know, I can tell from, you know, what I've seen. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your experience, you know, your travels, some of the, you know, best places you've been to. And what would you recommend for someone who's just, you know, they want to travel, but it's just like, I mean, where can I go? Like, I want a combination of comfort. I want, you know, some comfort, you know, some culture, and maybe, you know, lifestyle. What are some of your advice for that?
Totally. I love that you are throwing this question, because it's something I was reflecting on these last 2 days and today in the morning. It's very, very recent. Around 2 years ago, I was this kind of person that was saving as much money as I could, Daniel. You can't imagine. I was like cutting edges from everywhere. Like, if I could get food a few dollars cheaper, if I could not go to restaurants to have more money, to do what? To invest it. To invest it in crypto, to invest it in stocks, to invest it, you know, hoping for a market to give me a return, you know, to give me a 50% in crypto if it's a good moment.
That's when crypto would still add
10% annually if it's a good year. Yeah, correct. And that's the thing. I saw myself like saving a ton of money, like, and a ton, I don't mean by absolute number, I mean by percentage, like saving up to 80% of the money that I made working for different companies, my project, et cetera, and put it into investing. And I was living a poor quality of life, because I was like, I'm going to delay gratification, et cetera. I totally am a believer of delaying gratification in many other things, but not in that. Now you say you enjoy living life. That's something very recent. Is spending without guilt, knowing that number one, a business, an active business, you'll never beat a successful active business when it comes to ROI. Like literally, what, I don't know, I had months where I put $1 and I got around $7.5, $8 on the other side. Tell me what stock, what precious metal, what watch, what luxury car or whatever, crypto. You know, you got to be very, very lucky. Consistently, you put $1 and gets you $7.5, $8 on the other side. That's number one, active business, invest in yourself. You know, something I learned from Alex Hormozzi, if you're making less than $200,000 a year, and even if you make more, especially if you make less than $200,000 a year, invest in yourself until you become a person who can generate that. Invest here, because this is like a constant ROI. And number two, what happened, Daniel, is that the more I enjoyed life, and the more I started going to better restaurants, an helicopter ride the other day in Rio, having these experiences that opened my mind, you know, and just like allow me to enjoy. I could enjoy Rio going to the cheapest restaurants, or I could enjoy Rio in this other way. That led to abundance mindset, to feeling good, to just feeling relaxed. And I'm telling you, months where I spent the most are, don't ask me why, months where I make the most. So I just see a correlation. The more I enjoy myself, my life, my surrounding, a nice house with a good internet, a quiet place where I can record this podcast with you, this gives me peace of mind. And this turns into better ideas, better connections, better friends, better deals, more money. And it's just like, life is better. So I would encourage everybody listening, when you become a global citizen, yes, travel the world and everything, but you can travel the world the cheapest way possible, like I did in the beginning. Hostels, sleeping in 12-bed bedrooms, like 2 years ago, not that far, to save more money. Because it's like, why am I going to pay a private room, even if I have the money, if I could take that money and put it into crypto? And then you realize that the market just goes like this. You can lose like everything you save for like a year, then you recover it and then you lose it. It's crazy. Where now, I make money, I put it back into my business. My business just like gives me ROIs that I've never seen in any other investment, and quality of life that I didn't have when I saved 80% of my money to put it into crypto, into stocks. So I would say it's not just the place you visit, because you could visit Tulum and live a totally different experience if you go with mindset number one, Miguel, two, three, 4, 5 years ago, to Miguel now, you know? So it's not the place, it's also how you choose to live it.
That's such a, you know, deep response to a question that I thought was like surface level, but thank you so much. I mean, that was, I mean, honestly, I couldn't agree more with you, because like, I'm always thinking to myself, how can I be better? How can I make more money? How can I, you know, be a better, you know, human being? How can I live better and just like get better ideas? And you can't, there's no way to get, you can't get better ideas if you're like in a 12-bed dorm with like 15 other people, you know, with people who just want to party all day and, you know, yell all night. It's crazy, because I was in Albania, you know, last year, and towards the end of my trip, I was just like, you know what? What's the hostel experience like? That was the first time ever that I would ever like live in a hostel. And I was just like, you know what? I checked out of my Airbnb and I booked a stay in a hostel just to get the feel for it. Like, okay, maybe I'm missing out on something, because a lot of people talk about hostels and being the best thing after sliced bread. And I just, you know, checked into a hostel and I was there for a few days and I was like, I do not want to do this again. You know, not because, you know, people stay in hostels. I mean, no, not a knock on that, but just personally, I was less productive. I couldn't keep up with, you know, my work, because I always had to find the quietest place in the hostel to get my work done. And it just had a negative, like a net negative outcome on everything that I, you know, was working on and, you know, what my processes and systems were at the time. So, you know, to your point, if you can live better and you can afford it, even if you can't, you can't really afford it, but just try to do it. And eventually it's going to be a net positive outcome on everything else. That's what I heard you say. I hope I summarized that perfectly.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It's for your peace of mind, not just not flashing it, not, it's your peace of mind, your quality of life, your silence, your space, and money then just like comes back.
That's awesome, man. So you're in Floripa right now. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, Floripa is like this, you know, you know, this village, internet is crappy and whatnot, but you know, we've been having a great conversation for the last 35 minutes. I mean, doesn't seem like internet is bad at all.
Again, it's not the place, it's how you choose to leave the place. That's the proof of it.
That's a good point. I mean, most people would say, oh God, don't go to Floripa. Of course the beach is beautiful and whatnot, the sunsets are great, but you know, our accommodation is crap, the internet is this and that, but doesn't look like that to me. So guys, if you're watching this, I mean, just I encourage you to go watch the video if you're listening on audio, and if you're watching a video, you can, you know, see what we're talking about here. Great lighting and internet is great, so Floripa might just, you know, be the next place I find myself. Who knows? But I mean, I just, you know, want to bring this way close, not to take too much of your time. Appreciate you coming on, Miguel. And any final words for everyone listening?
I think it's self-awareness. It's the silence. Spend time in silence and just self-awareness. The rest comes very, very easy. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. As you can probably tell, Miguel is not a man of too many words.
Yes, man. Self-awareness. Yeah. Becoming sovereign starts with that. With
interesting, man. So I'll leave your contact information, links to your website in the description, show notes, whatever that is. And if you are looking to explore some of these options that we talked about here, feel free to reach out to Miguel, and I'm pretty sure I'll be happy to help you out or refer you or offer some advice in whatever capacity that, you know, that may be. Again, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Sure. And follow Daniel's content, because it's because of the content that he puts out there that I checked it out. I loved it. And I said yes to this podcast because I absolutely love it. So definitely check it out. Check out his profile because you're going to find
Thank you, man. There.
And I really enjoyed this.
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Miguel. If you found any value in it, consider subscribing to this channel and leave a comment down below. Let me know what you think about this type of videos, if you enjoy them or maybe not. Just let me know down in the comment section down below. Again, if you haven't subscribed, this is the best time to do so. Consider subscribing, leave a like on this video, and also check out the links in the description. Check out some of the products that I recommend as affiliate, and if you find them helpful, use the links and I will be more than grateful that you do so. Also check out the Patreon channel in the link in description as well. I will be able to get in conversations with you and we can get to know each other better and ask you questions personally, a lot of which I don't get to respond to when people come in my DMs. I always try to respond as much as I can, but it just does not happen. Anyways, thanks again. My name is Daniel and I will see you in the next video.
Match believes that adults date better. Because when you date as an adult, you get to be a little irresponsible with really responsible people. Rip the clothes off someone who actually knows how to put them away. Fall stupidly in love with someone who's actually really smart. Forget being hot. Get them to ugly laugh. Ready to crush on someone who makes you feel whole? If you know who you are and what you want in a relationship, Match is the place for you. Adults Wanted. Download the Match app today. Match believes that adults date better. Because when you date as an adult, you get to be a little irresponsible with really responsible people. Rip the clothes off someone who actually knows how to put them away. Fall stupidly in love with someone who's actually really smart. Forget being hot. Get them to ugly laugh. Ready to crush on someone who makes you feel whole? If you know who you are and what you want in a relationship, Match is the place for you. Adults Wanted. Download the Match app today.